So I thought, you know, I'll not stay longer. I have to leave and join a group or do something or what.
Right.
Yeah. So...
This was after residency or...
Yeah, after residency.
And after residency in Portland?
After we came here.
Yeah.
We joined the Air Force for 12 years. And when we came here, you know, from 86 to 89. 86 to 89. I was steering here in... base here, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
December, you know.
Okay.
March Air Force Base. So I said, no, I have to get prepared, take the license here for. Said, no, you can't. I said, oh, you can. I'm practicing in the Air Force, but not outside.
Hmm.
I said, fine, so I'll get out, so I need to work. I said, no, because no state boards, no license, we don't reciprocate. Now there is USFML, FML, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
They changed the name, you know, I remember?
Mm-hmm.
United States license, US Federal License.
Uh-huh.
سموها USFL. تبقى all over the nation.
Yeah.
It is not for every state different or whatever. This now, all over the nation, you have to take this here.
Mm-hmm.
So they kept causing me troubles. You can't take it, you will fail. You are not practicing all basic science and all clinical sciences,
mm-hmm.
GYN surgery, you know, orthopedic care, urology, whatever. You are specialized in internal medicine, board certified, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I said I have to take it because I don't get out any time, so I need to work here.
Mm.
After a struggle, fights, whatever, said okay, get in, and if you fail, will be in awkward position. How you work in California, in Air Force, okay, and outside, you fail to take the test of California, and what will be a problem or what? I said I'll take it to the consequences. Said you might fail. I said whatever I do, it's my problem, not your problem. So anyway, say okay. After fights, so we.
Is there a big difference from last time you saw
me? Allowed me. And usually they take it on different times.
Uh-huh.
Basic science and clinical sciences and what the third one? Huh?
Clinical skills?
Skills, on three times, on different. I take him in 3 days right away.
Yeah, oh wow.
You can do that too. I said, yeah, I'll do it. I'm responsible for what I do. So I took it in 3 days. In 3 what? I got very high marks for all.
No.
So they said, we couldn't believe it. We couldn't believe it, you can pass. Oh, this test in 3 days, all like that. And there is oral test, supposedly by 3 months, 4 or 5 months. So do you like to take it next week or what? So
that would have been difficult because you went up all the way to San Francisco.
Do you like to take the oral test and and finish all? You know, I said, sure. So after a week they called me. Said they never do that to call someone to offer him to take the test like that. He said, we couldn't believe what we see. How can you do that? I said, yeah, God's will, yeah.
Yeah, wow.
I put my trust in God. Yeah, so they gave me oral test right away. So offered license right away. So I had the license here. So I had Washington license, Oregon license, California license, all state boards, USF, US, United States federal license examination.
Yeah.
This last name, USFML.
Right, now it's called USMLE. The United
USMLE.
States, yeah, medical license exam.
U.S. medical license mm-hmm. examination.
Yeah.
Yeah. Change it to USFML, USMLE,
mm-hmm.
whatever you call it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I took it right away. So here came...
It's like the equivalent exam when we first came. It used to be called ECFMG.
So
equivalent certification for foreign medical graduates.
Oh, really?
ECFMG.
Yeah.
Educational Council for Foreign
and then
Medical
they
Graduates.
It to
yeah.
Another name. It's not
oh, really?
ECFMG.
And this,
yeah.
You know, I flew. It was prevented. We had it done in Egypt too.
Mm-hmm.
It's all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
But Nasser at this time had fights with the American, and the quarrels and the wars and what.
Mm-hmm.
So they took it away from Egypt. So where I have
so
to go? Before coming here,
mm.
I need to take it. So I don't work in a gas station or grocery or what. Like a lot of people did it for a year or two or three. I need to work right away. I have my wife and three children and what.
Yeah.
So he said, you can go later by route to Lebanon or whatever, India, whatever,
mm-hmm.
Europe, London, whatever it's in. Lebanon is close here. I can go there right away. So I flew to London and took the test and got high degree. At that time, was very high degrees.
And he had fun buying me a coat.
Hmm?
He had fun buying me a coat. In,
yeah, I came right away as a doctor
yeah.
and worked in a residency program. Told me I should
and
be,
in Syria,
you are highly qualified, you should be a resident right away, you know. But there is only one opening for internship available, so I'll take it. He said, it is not your job, you know. I said, I'll take it, anything what you have from the beginning. So you don't go back, said you don't take internship, you didn't take residency. I'll do whatever you have.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm done with it, yeah. So I did internship for a few months, said, now there is a residency open. Do you like to go to residency? I said, no, I'll finish the year,
mm-hmm.
then go take for residency, take my boards and everything the same. So I don't like these hassles again, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, he wanted to buy me a coat. And he didn't know what size I wear. So he went to the lady there was helping him. And she said, you know, in Syria and Lebanon, they say for heavy, nasha.
Mm-hmm.
And nasha in Egypt, nasha means smart. And so she asked him, is she Nasha? He said, of course she is.
Beirut,
she is. She's your size. And the lady said,
Nasha.
Not
that. Nasha. يعني سمينة قلت لي لا مش سمينة قلت لي تعالي اقفي جنبي كده فانت طول تقريبا اقصر سنة يعني او اقصر سنة صغيرة فهي طول كويس والعرض ولا بتاع اوكي فزيك قيسي البلطو كده وشوفيه فشفيته كده قلت لها كويس عليك هاخده ده هو كده And the game is up to fitting, yeah.
Yeah.
When I went to Beirut.
So you guys went to Lebanon and then Syria before coming?
No,
or?
He went by himself just to take the exam.
Okay.
That's why he was describing how
there
was.
See the courage and the faith in God, yeah, Matthew.
Yeah, yeah.
Matthew, see the courage and faith in God. I wrote to take the ECFMG this year, qualification examination of medical license. Okay, which canceled, so I went to Beirut. Went to Beirut, should before pay the fees in sterling or dollar or what, and was during Nasser, was prevented to get any money outside of the country. I'm not allowed to go out of the country unless you know they know and allow you exactly how much to take and whatever. Okay, I said fine. So how to pay now? I applied and they said okay, send the fees and things and whatever. So what I do, no money, allowed money to get out of the country. So I called Uncle Raouf. He was a year before me came to Canada. I told him so and so, send by name to this address, to whatever, for ECFMG and whatever, so and so, the money. And when we meet, we'll give you money back later. Yeah, in dollar or sterling.
Wow.
So he did right away.
There was a friend of your dad's in Lebanon.
So, yeah, right. So, we had a lawyer trained in our office and left lawyership work. And work like marketing, business, get things between Beirut and Lebanon to Egypt, here to here to here, and they make a lot of money in the businesses and what. So has money in different countries, in different banks, in different what. So so I said, my father called him right away. Say, don't worry, I'll pay him the money when he come to Beirut. I'll give him money to take with him. They will take care of that. Don't worry. But someone to pay it fast there from Egypt, from Canada. When I'll give him the money back right away. Yeah, he was trained in our office and things. So anyway, I went there to Beirut. I got a notice or whatever that the money was not paid. Money was not paid before I took the plane by one day or what. I got something personal that my ECFMG money was not paid or whatever, you know. So how can I go to Beirut and attend the test and the money is not paid there? So I didn't tell anyone. I took a chance and I let my uncle, my dad, got reservation for me ticket on the plane to Beirut. And I didn't get approval or anything. You should get approval to come to the test. I did not get any information. But then I went to the hotel and they made for me this friend a reservation in very good hotel and very good to close to the university. So I didn't tell anyone. I took the plane, went to Beirut, put my bag or luggage and what. And I told him I need to go to University of Beirut. Said, okay, we'll get you a taxi, a cab. Got me a cab. Yeah, I had just pocket money, a few, it allowed me whatever. A few pounds, whatever. In Egypt, during Nasser. Allowed for going to Beirut for a take examination test. to, you know, and allowed me whatever, $10, $15, $20 or what. Anyway, so I left in this year without money, without approval, without anything, with faith in God. So I went and put my bag and my thing. It's raining, I put my coat and take me to the university there here. I said, who is a professor responsible for the ECFMG test, supervision of ECFMG test? I said, Dr. Antous. Then Dr. Antous. طب where is الدكتور فين دكتور عنتوس عنده درس الله طب الدكتور عنتوس عنده درس tomorrow I have to sit for ECFMG I need to see him right away وانت انه go back have a tour shopping whatever come back in 2-3 hours he will be back here come back here in 2-3 hours and fine انت رحت وجيت وقعدت له بقى في الاوفيس وبتاع مين انا دكتور عنتوس وانا قلت له انا دكتور كذا 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 ادي ورا الاي سي اف ام جي approved to attend والماني انت عارف during ناصر not allowed money was not received or something so what I'm going to do So I can pay you the money now, right now. This fellow met me in the airport and they took me to the hotel and they gave me cash money for hotel money. Give me cash some, and when he go to Cairo, give it back to him. Yeah, so he gave me cash money. So here to pay hotel taxes and do what, pay him what they want and what. Tell him I'm ready to pay here because I paid it apparently because of wars and things. There was miscommunication. Here is the money. I am approved. I have to sit for the test. I came from Cairo. He said, okay, phone. Yes. Yes. أنا بيمشي ما بعرفش أجيبها بسرعة زي. نبيلة مشركي. Sorry. Corruption. هنا هنا دي هنا دي نبيلة مشركي نبيلة مشركي ألو نبيلة أهلا أخبارك إيه؟ أي طيب شكرا يا مدام نبيل نشوفك بخير باي شو نبيل مش عرفنا نجيبها كده تقفل يبقى خلاص
swipe up first and then hit answer
خلاص بس تليفون جديد ما فضر نبيل got it to me so I'm not used to certain areas فيها فالمقصود قال لا you have to sit of course you have every right to sit and we got already the money and you paid and you are eligible to sit أستاذ عنتوس he was very good. يعني I went without money, without approval, without what. Everything was solved right away, one by one, right away.
Wow.
So I went there Oh, good taste, oh, good, very high grades. At that time was very high grades. It was about 84 or 86 or whatever.
Mm.
We came and got a job right away. We got a residence right away. Place to stay here, and everything went from there on, became Americanized.
Mm.
Mm. Fashof, Fentarag, you are a faithful man, good. As long as you are a good faith, you pray,
that's right, yeah.
You put your trust in God, He's always, you know, do what's good for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got the answers. Even you printed it in your body, I remember from here to here. You put all good verses, all good things,
yeah.
Right?
Uh-huh.
Yes, very good. Still from here to here, and your back, your arms, your legs, right? You can take them off now.
No.
No.
It's not that much, but yeah.
Yes, yeah, very good. It's very good. He has good faith in God, so that he always successful. And God helps him in all problems, all troubles, all things. Yeah. Good faith in God. Or what, put his faith in what? In Trump or company or or Bush or what? Or what? Put your faith in God. And he will take care of you.
Mm-hmm.
Take care of other human beings, what human being will do for you.
Yeah.
Give you a job, give you little money, give you a car, give you a what. Yeah. But who gave all this? Who created all this? Who made all this? Who made you all? From just a little dust, you know. How one came to this world, human beings, you know. Everything it is on, from earth to sea, to human beings, to what? All is God's made.
Mm.
Right, Matthew?
Yep.
Yeah. Do you preach? Do you give sermons? Yeah. You study well, you are very faithful. Do you participate in church things?
There's no Antiochian church in Fresno. Right? There's a Greek one, yeah. It's, I think it's called St. George, actually.
Greek?
Yeah.
You are close to the Greek?
Yeah, we're close to the Greek church. There's no other.
Like Susie and Joe. Yeah, when there was a problem, you know, in Portland, when the last priest, you know, mm-hmm. they went to Greek church.
Right, yeah.
And they.
That's where they got married.
Hmm?
Isn't that where they got married?
Yeah, that's
yeah.
where they got married.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Both
Mary and Susie got married in there.
Oh, they did too, yeah. I've been.
Mm-hmm.
It just kind of depends on the week.
Mm-hmm.
The last, only in the last like couple of months have like Sunday's been more open. The last 3 years has been really, really challenging. But
at one time, we all thought you were gonna, you're headed towards the priesthood.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Doctor's okay. Said so being a doctor's okay.
Well, doctor of the spirit, soul, and
yeah.
Doctor
right,
of
right.
The body.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, like Dr. Achillet.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Right. That's right. Is he still practicing, or?
I think he finally retired.
For both, or is he still doing one or the other?
No, he's still a priest.
Mm-hmm.
Because he used to be at St. Nicholas as an assistant.
Right.
But then now he got his own parish.
Oh, really?
Full time. And he had some health problems.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. heart or something,
mm-hmm.
bypass surgery or something, you know, something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, what's your phone? Windows or Android?
Yeah, it's Apple.
Apple? There is no Apples now, huh?
Yeah, still Apple.
Still?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I thought you say Windows or Android.
No, that was just our family.
Just our. I have Android. You have Windows.
Windows.
Yeah.
And they canceled the Windows now. No Windows anymore.
Yeah, they're not making
they
anymore.
Not making them anymore. AT&T's not making Windows phones anymore.
Yeah.
Because did you see this phone?
Yeah. The father Nabil got me this phone.
Really?
This is called
the main phones. They just are the carrier for them.
Alcatel, French. That's French one.
Mm-hmm.
And the others got the data. Well, Gregory. Will Basil, other phones, Korean.
Mm.
So this one is, you know, the latest in the Windows ones.
Yeah.
Because Gitu needs.
Mm-hmm.
It's RTL.
Needs to see
Alcatel.
Oh yeah.
So he can
Could you figure it?
Yeah.
And in Android you don't have that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Now it is
4 o'clock.
Sometimes the vision بتاعي a week. 4?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Alcatel.
Okay. Yeah.
I used to go to the village a lot, huh? You used it before, huh?
You mean in Pennsylvania, or?
No, before, I mean residency before one. For many years, you used to go to the village.
The village in Pennsylvania, you mean?
Right, yeah.
Yeah,
uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah, we used to go all the time.
Yeah, you went to many years, huh?
Were you ever a counselor or just a camper?
No, I was just a camper, but I was a counselor for the Special Olympics there. Yeah.
Yeah. But now we are busy enough, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure we are busy enough.
One day I'd love to go back. Maybe I can work there as the doctor.
When you have your own time, practice and take time off. Sure, you can go there and you can do a lot of things.
Yeah.
When you have...
I could be the camp doctor for a summer.
And you take summer off?
Especially because you're...
No, I can't take that long, yeah.
No, you can't.
Right up your alley.
Yeah. No, when you go to practice, you'll be busy.
Yeah.
You'll be busy.
Maybe I can take 1 week or something.
Yeah, 1 to 2 weeks, But when you get very known, very famous, very rich, like some doctor, he take 2 months of vacation, loses as doctor.
I had
2 months of vacation, some take few months of vacation.
I got a letter from the hospital saying that they see something suspicious and they wanted me to go for more studies. And I have to call my doctor and have her make
referral
recommendations
or
send orders or something.
Uh-huh.
Well, I called and they said they haven't received the report. Okay, they said we'll get the report and have the doctor see it and call you to let you know what's the next step. I wait a whole week and they don't call me. So I call and they said, oh, she's on vacation for 2 months.
Wow, that must be nice.
She's Indian, so she probably went to India or something.
Yeah, wow.
And so I made the appointment with her partner.
After a year.
Hmm.
She's Indian?
I think so. She looks Indian.
A year.
A year.
Hmm.
have a lot of Indian doctors around in Pomona.
There's a lot in Fresno.
Very good. All of them are very good.
Yeah.
All specialized from cardiology to cardiac surgery to neurosurgery to orthopedics to medicine, pediatrics, all specialties, all what and all very hard worker, very successful. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, when was the last time you were in Portland? You saw mom and dad and...
When you went to Alaska, you went straight to Alaska and back.
Yeah, we didn't go to Portland.
When?
I think it was in July. I went for a couple of days.
July?
Yeah.
Now December. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, long time.
I think the last time Becca and I were there together was almost a year ago. No. Was it? I don't remember.
And how's Andrew doing? You hear from him?
Yeah, he's good.
You are
good.
In contact?
Yeah, we talk.
He went
every
a few
day,
weeks or a few months somewhere.
In Virginia.
Went back to his area now?
Yeah, now he's in Miami again.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. 3 more years there and then he'll be done.
Three more,
yeah.
This for residency orthopedics or
yeah.
for fellowship more?
No, for orthopedics.
For orthopedic.
For residency.
Total orthopedic 5 years?
Yeah, 5 years.
5 years.
Yeah.
Beside fellowship, he wants to take more for... replacement, joint replacement?
Well, I'm not sure if he'll do fellowship, but last time we talked, he said he was thinking about doing pediatric fellowship.
Pediatric?
Yeah.
Fellowship in pediatric orthopedics?
Yeah.
I would like to always to study.
Yeah, right.
And not enough now.
Yeah.
To start to go to work. To
yeah.
Us. Subspecialties.
When it's more specialized,
and you can
he can take high fees, he can work less, he can do what, you know. Yeah, but you spend half of your age, your life, studying, and how many years you are going to work.
Yeah, that's true. It'd
be too much.
Well, we'll see. Things may change in the next 3 years for him.
Yes, you're right.
Yeah.
Anytime things might change, one does not know what will bring tomorrow.
Right. Yep.
So he's engaged now, huh?
Yep.
And he got a ring.
Yep, engaged. He made a ring.
Huh?
He made it.
Made the ring,
yeah.
Was made, good.
Yeah.
Temporary.
Yeah. I think they went to go look at nice, that like
and
fancy rings.
And what? Gave it to her on his knees and.
I think so.
And so and so.
Yeah.
You're.
What's that?
Do you know where he proposed?
Somewhere in. Florida, over there, yeah.
Did they go someplace special?
I think they were at the beach, some beach place.
Mm-hmm. Weren't you at the beach also when you proposed?
Yeah. So different, very different type of beach though.
Continue
he was probably at the beach, I was on the coast. It was cold and it was muddy and yeah, but it was beautiful.
Did you take someone with you to take the pictures?
No.
Who took the pictures?
I just set the camera up on a rock on the ground, and it was luckily slanted, so it was perfect, like someone was holding it. But it's just the hill. It was a little tiny hill, so I put it on a rock up there.
And how did you control it? Did you have a remote?
We sort of reenacted it.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
But it was the same exact the place and spot. We didn't even move places. I just said, okay, now I'm gonna take a picture of me doing that. after everything, yeah. Yep. It was windy that day, and so I was wearing a big down vest jacket, and it was windy, and she didn't have any pockets in her sweatshirt, so she wanted to put her hands in my jacket pockets while we were walking, and the ring was in the pocket. And so I kept being like, no, leave me alone. And she was like, what? Why are you not letting me do that? I was like, they're my pockets. Yeah, I had to pretend I was being mean, but. It feels like a long time ago.
You've been married over 2 years already?
Yeah, 2 years. That was three and a half years ago.
Now it is 4:12 or something?
4:12, yeah.
Yeah, 4:12. So you decided what time to leave?
Between 5 and 5:10 or something like that.
Between 5 and what?
5:10.
5:10? Time. You'll be late, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So sorry, I go to bed early.
Are you not going to eat anymore today? Is this it? The kibbe that you had, was that?
What's that?
You're not going to eat anymore?
أقول لك هتحطي لي حاجة طبق بعدين كل حاجة بسيطة. Not now. Hey, 5 something. ازاي نمسح بقى دي اللي هي ايه الاول دي مس ديكور ولا ايه؟
You don't have to delete it.
نعم.
You don't have to delete it. The new one comes.
طيب. خليها وخلاص الوقت.
Yeah. I'll grab it.
Okay. You have a choice. Couch in the office opens up, but it's not comfortable.
Okay.
Okay. But this one is very comfortable.
This is great. Yeah. I think I slept here last time.
Yeah,
here.
And you didn't even open it.
Yeah.
You can open it.
Yeah. No, it was perfect just how it is.
And but you can make that your base where you put your suitcase.
Okay.
And
okay.
There.
I can put things in there. Great. Something happened with the lemons last time I was here.
Yeah.
What happened?
Sprinklers weren't working.
Oh, so it didn't get water.
Dry.
So then they didn't form right.
Yeah, some of them were not formed right. Some of them were this big but empty inside.
That's
like,
yeah, just
inside.
The foam or the none of the citrus juice. So you have a bunch of green ones on there. Those are new and
we got everything fell off.
Oh wow!
When they dried. Just kept falling.
So
these ones are
good.
New.
Yeah. Well, has it been raining here lately?
It rained a couple of days ago, a lot.
Yeah.
But we fixed the sprinkler.
Okay. Looks like you have a few yellow ones out there.
Well, you make sure you take them.
I know, they're so good. They taste better than the ones I get in the store.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, they taste way better.
Hey, have you seen outside here, America?
Yeah, the desert landscape.
Desert landscape, yeah.
It's great. I love it. We wish we could do it with our house, but we're only renting.
There was big tree, remember?
Yeah.
There with roots there.
Yeah.
All is clean and out. Would you get a desert?
In the long run, save you a lot of money.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's cool. I like the jades and cactuses too. Cacti.
Whatever you call
them. Cacti.
Do you go sometimes? In your time off to San Francisco or something, or what?
I've been a few times.
Yeah.
I don't go very often, though.
Did you go there for work or for...
There's a conference I go to every year out there. And... Or just a little bit south of there. And we'll go randomly for... We went for our anniversary. So we go for stuff like that, but... Not usually. Just
really?
Yeah.
Is it 2.5 hours from you?
Yeah, it depends where you want to go. It can take 3, depending where your destination is. But and we're only 2 hours or so from Pismo Beach. You know where that is? Or Morro Bay. San Luis Obispo. Yeah.
So you have nice beaches close to you.
Yeah, we're close to San Luis Obispo.
But you don't have time to go, huh?
No.
Busy, yeah.
Yeah, still no. But it's nice to think about.
Nice.
Imagine
when you have time, right. And Becca, you think where to go, what to do. So, like... Becca took it the hard way. She has, to work. How much to pay for, the free school and what? You took all money and you paid it when you were working, right?
Well, no, I have a lot more to pay.
Still you have, you paid it already.
It'll take years.
It'll take me the next 20 years.
Mm-hmm. Oh, for 20 years?
Probably.
Yeah.
Student loan
debt. Same or getting less and less and less?
That's getting more and more.
Getting more and more.
Yeah, the interest rate is really high.
What is the interest now?
So?
I have like 5 different loans.
You have what?
And they're range anywhere between like 5 to 7%.
That's a lot for student loans.
I know. So I need to.
Do you still take any money
refinance
from them?
No.
Or?
No.
No, you have to pay them.
No, I'm paying them, yeah.
Yeah.
After 10 years, they forgive them?
Yeah.
Maybe. Mm-hmm. It's only been, it's been 10 years since that program started.
10 years?
I haven't heard anything.
They were paying, and now you have to pay, huh?
Yeah, they paid for the 4, and so now I've been having to pay back, but...
Yeah.
It's been, I can't pay enough, fast enough to cover the interest. Mm-hmm.
So it's still, several years is still...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but now when...
Now that I'm making more money, I'm going to pay it faster, yeah.
Yeah, you can pay more. It will be deducted.
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, from now on.
All right, guys, that was my grandfather, Lutfi Hanna, and I was having a conversation with him, and as you all know him so well, he just kind of starts these conversations, and a lot of them go back into their old history, and I've always wanted to record it and never had the opportunity. It's not one of those things you can start a conversation, he starts it with you, so Anyway, this is him chatting with me. I just wanted to do this for all of you guys. And again, this is Matthew. I'm 30 years old today.